Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Happy New Year, and as we get into the new year, we start thinking about changes we want to make, including, for many folks, changes in financial skills or financial resources. The Money Tips blog post for early January through the ISU Extension webpage talks about learning financial skills. With the age of the internet, there is a wealth of online resources that tell folks how to spend their money, how to invest their money, and all sorts of things. How do you know if you're finding a trusted resource that is giving you good advice on properly managing your money? One of the things we pride ourselves on through ISU Extension and the nationwide extension system is providing research-based factual information that consumers can trust. If you're planning to shape up your finances in 2016, whether you want to be more ready for retirement, build an emergency fund, or reduce your debt, or maybe you just want to be in control of your paychecks so you don't have to scramble every month to pay bills. Whatever your goals, ISU Extension and Outreach offers free, non-commercial, research-based tools that can help you move towards these goals in 2016. Some of our most popular resources are online and available at little to no cost. Take Control of Your Money is a self-directed web course offering strategies and tools for managing monthly finances and working towards goals. Smart Investing at Your Library is a comprehensive investing workshop available online with three tracks. Choose from starting out, building up, or making it last. For folks for looking ahead to the later years of life, the Retirement Secure Your Future series is a library of publications in our online store that are free PDFs to download, and also a series of recorded mini lessons to help folks make and plan towards retirement goals. Money Mechanics is a set of 11 publications in our online store on topics from buying a car to managing a credit. Each of these are very topic specific and offer actionable tools, and each is a 4 to 8 page document that's easy to read and understand in a short amount of time. And of course, these are free PDFs to download and read at leisure as well. Of course, if you're looking for more resources, you can always go on the Extension store. All publications that are put out by ISU Extension and many from surrounding extension districts are found in the store, and nearly all are available free to download as PDFs. You can find a variety of money management publications and resources listed under Consumer and Financial Management. You can also sort specifically for legal topics, retirement, or other items. Remember, learning can be your first step to action, so check out the Money Tips blog. All of the programs I just mentioned are on there as quick, clickable links, so it's a nice place to get your New Year's resolution of smart money management off to a great start. By finding this resource, click through all those links and find out which program may fit your goals the best. While you're on the Money Tips website, a post from December talks about finding the right financial advisor. Now, often, of course, we do want to just learn on our own, but if you decide you need to take your financial management to the next level or get professional help, we start to wonder how we can find a financial advisor that may be right for our needs. If you go in with a handful of questions to ask each person that you chat with about becoming your financial advisor, here's a few tips to get you started. First of all, you want to find out the educational background, current certificates, and licenses the financial advisor holds, as well as chat with them about their ongoing education. Listen for clues on whether this person is genuinely qualified. Remember, financial planning is a very broad discipline, and there is a lot to learn, so make sure that the financial advisor you're chatting with has skills and interests that match up with the needs you are hoping to secure an advisor for. Credentials are important as well. A certified financial planner or CFP designation is a good indication that an advisor will know what he or she is doing. To earn this certification, they must have at least 5 years' experience. With more experience comes the ability to work through multiple serious or interlocking financial issues as well. It's always recommended that you do your homework, interview at least 3 people, and make sure that you find the right financial advisor for you. Another resource you can check is the Investing for Your Future, a National Extension resource available online. For more information or to access any of these free resources, you can stop by the Cass County Extension office, find us online, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.